All right, welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. I'm Laura Smith here with Jeff Hollingshead. Jeff, how's it going today?
It's going great. I'm just glad to be back.
Are you glad to be back?
So glad.
We're glad to have you back.
Yeah, I know the listeners are so excited to not have John and Eric on here today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. They did a good job. I appreciate them filling in. So yes. They did a great job. And, you know, and I'm glad they're enjoying the book. They're assigned reading.
They are.
You, I could tell.
You're having a lot of your leadership read that same book, its goals, and they seem
book.
Very excited about it.
I could tell.
Well, again, so glad to have you back. I know our listeners are excited to hear about all the updates. We've had a lot of fun things happen over the last week. We've had the special kids race that we do as a company this past Saturday, and we had 80 runners and walkers, and we had 20 volunteers. So total, I think we had like a total of maybe 110 total with the Team SRM
shirts
on. Yeah, so that's a really cool thing that they do for kids with special needs, and they have just therapy on site at their locations. It's a really neat facility. So we always want to make sure that we're participating with our community partners. But it was awesome. No first place this year. I think, you know, that's okay. But I did have my...
I can't win them all.
No. I had my 7-year-old who ran with me, but she ran the whole 3 miles. Super pumped about that. So she held my hand the entire time for a 5K. First 5K for my 7 and 9-year-old. So that was a lot of fun. But thanks so much to all the volunteers for that. That's such a big event. Everybody loves to see that we are there to support, not only
there to support the race
and the efforts. Yes. So, all right. And so after that, we had acquisitions and we had an open house. Why don't you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. Our family, we were on vacation last week. That's why I was out of here, but had a lot to do. So we were able to catch up on a lot of stuff. So, that was good. And then Monday, we closed an acquisition in North Georgia, Calhoun and Dalton. Murray Mix is the name of the company there. And excited about that acquisition. You know, some of the trucks and plants were old, and they need some tender loving care.
Okay.
So we're gonna get there, but already batching a lot of concrete out of those two plants. I know Mark Edwards is going to head up the most northern plant, and Nathan will head up the southern plant. So both of those guys are very capable and will do a good job getting that thing turned around, and a lot of potential in those markets. So excited about that acquisition. And then Tuesday we had the opportunity to fly up to HMC, and you know, our family and you and Bella, got to give Bella a shout out. Bella's like, she loves me. She just doesn't know it.
Yeah. This is my niece, Bella.
And then, you know, Teddy and Chris and some other folks. But so we got to go to HMC and we did open house, and we were celebrating a ribbon cutting essentially for the factory expansion. Mm-hmm. And we've spoke a lot about it here on the podcast, but it walking into that building finished was really, really amazing. The building is double in size. Everything is new, looks great. We completely revamped the entire office. It's unrecognizable from the time that we bought it to today. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of that entire team and what they've been able to accomplish. We've said it before, but you know, they were building 68 trucks when we bought it, and now they've built over 400 trucks last year, and on pace to build much, much more than that this year. And not only that, we're really starting to make a really great truck, you know, making changes and listening to operators. And so I'm excited, you know, 5 years from now, we'll look back and at the truck that we're building. I think we'll all be very pleased with the quality and the quantity that we're able to put out of that factory. And that's a testament to every one of those folks. We invited their families to come out, their children, mm-hmm. and had a big crowd. I know Laura's going to post some pictures when we get back from our photographer. But, you know, it was just a good, really good event and a humbling event. You know, when walking into there and just thinking about how far we've come together collectively as a team, it's a little overwhelming. So, again, my heart's full, and I thank everybody for everything. And Steve Howard deserves a lot of credit for, you know, cultivating a team there and doing it without, you know, really a whole lot of guidance from any of us, just going in there and grabbing the bull by the horns and doing what he knows to do. So a big thank you to Steve Howard and also Caleb. Caleb heads up engineering and is a young guy, but has just really done a great job too. And I don't think we could have done it without him and all of those that helped put on the event. You know, Kim did that as well. And so just a big thank you.
That's
Steve's
right.
wife made the cake.
She made four beautiful cakes.
Beautiful.
So
great. I had a piece. So it was really good.
Yep.
I had one for you too.
Thank you. Thank
so it was it was really good. So you know, big shout out to all of them. Thank you again. And
that's right.
And looking forward to the future. A lot of cool things going on.
Yeah, I'll say this. While we were there, it was really neat for me to see all the families that came along with their dad, grandparent, and they walked them through the factory. And there's a lot of pride because that's probably the first time that they've seen that they've been in that environment, that they've been able to say, hey, this is what my dad is doing. This is what my granddad is doing. This is where my mom works. So a lot of kids were there and they were present. A lot of people had really young babies too. So it was really neat to see. I can't wait to post pictures for everybody. Jeff, we also have the SRM March Madness Tournament Challenge going on, which you seem to lose at this every year. So, you know, good luck for you this year. But let me tell everybody a little bit about this if they would like to participate. You can join our group through the link that's posted in the newsletter. Selection Sunday is this Sunday, March 17th, with games starting on the 19th. So there's always a really great trophy for the winner. We don't give a whole lot of prizes in this, but the trophy is pretty substantial. So we'll see how you do, how your bracket turns out. We can hopefully have a lot of participants.
Awesome.
Okay. Jeff, talk to us a little bit about what's on your mind this week.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast, and the guy he was interviewing said this, and it resonated with me. He says, you tell people what to do in operations, you convince people what to do in management. And I think that's really good. And if you think through that, in operations, you do tell people what to do. And listen, I am not for a democracy in business. I know that some people may agree or disagree, but you can't have democracy in businesses. You have to have a dictatorship. You have to be a manager that makes a decision. And I think people appreciate that. That doesn't mean that you don't take inputs from folks and listen to opinions and try to take all that data. But when you've done the effort and the work and it's time to make a decision, you can't be wishy-washy. You got to make a decision. And I think a lot of businesses fail because they try to run it like a democracy. Well, let's try to make every faction happy. We can't make everybody happy. You know, I can't make every operator here happy. I can't make every person in this office happy. I can't make the executive team happy. And I make decisions sometimes that, you know, 70% of the people think are great, but there's 30% that think I'm the dumbest person that ever walked in the room. And that's just part of it. And so in order to be a leader within an organization, especially ours, you've got to have some thick skin and confident in who you are and confident in your decision. So I would first start off by saying that. But there is an opportunity, even in a culture like ours, to move away from, you know, dictating everything or telling people what to do and letting that pendulum swing more towards convincing people what to do. And as society has changed over generations, you know, the 80s, 90s, 2000s to where we are today, you know, I think the generation that we're in today, young people want to be convinced. They want to be a part of something. They want to feel like they're a part of something that is bigger than just themselves. And we have to create a culture that allows that. Again, doesn't mean we don't make decisions. Doesn't mean that we don't stand up for what we believe and have conviction in the decisions that we make. But it's a lot easier, even after you make that decision, to convince that other 30% that what you're doing is right. And making that transition as a plant manager, as sales managers, as whatever it is that you manage, to become a manager where you want to resonate with the folks that you manage in a way that you're convincing them that this is the best way to run this business. And you say, well, how do you do that? You do that through exemplifying the behavior that you want out of people. if you can't tell people to come to work on time and have a good attitude if you're late and you have a bad attitude. You can't tell people to, you know, even simple things. You can't tell them to keep a truck clean if you don't keep your truck clean. If you can't tell them to, you know, you got to, you know, keep your truck clean, but your dispatch office is a mess. You know, you've got to emulate the behavior that you want out of people. And if you're able to do that and convince people through your actions, not just through your words, you're going to build an excellent team. There are times that you got to tell people what to do. No question about it. But the vast majority of the time needs to be, I'm going to show you what to do. I'm going to show you how to have a top-notch plant. I'm going to show you how to have top-notch quality. I'm going to show you how to sell customers the right way. I'm going to show you how to behave in an office. And that all starts with you and your behavior and not getting overwhelmed by trying to tell everybody around you what to do, but really just showing people what to do.
Yeah, just lead by example.
Easy enough, mm-hmm. right? I mean, convince versus tell. I think those little things add up to make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. Well, Jeff, I've got a question from the field. We have these that are submitted every now and then. And this person says, why is it when our vehicle breaks down or equipment breaks down, the driver has to take time off? And he kind of gives an example and goes into it that his truck blew the oil pan gasket and he caught the problem right away. But when the truck goes into the shop, now he has to go home because there's nothing for him to drive.
Well, we don't have anything to drive. We got to send you home. I mean, that's just at the end of the day, that's what it's going to be always and forever. And as operators of trucks, you've got to, and this isn't his fault if that's what happened. That's certainly not your fault. Stuff's going to happen, and you got to prepare for the unknown, especially in any hourly job. You know, most of the regions that we operate in, you've got the opportunity for a lot of overtime. Overtime after 8, Saturday bonuses is so important to put it, you know, put some money aside, have an emergency fund to get through the winter, to get through situations that may arise. It's our intent to have trucks available to put people in. That doesn't always happen. And so I don't want to ever commit to everybody to say, hey, we're always going to have a truck for you to be in. That's not always going to be the case. We work and we make strides to try to do that to the best of our ability, but no, it doesn't always happen. And some of you may know, but a lot of you may not, we have completely restructured our shops across the entire country. We added management. We have shined a light on hiring mechanics. We hired 83 new mechanics in addition to the mechanics that we already had. And I'm not talking about acquisitions. I'm talking about truly new growth, 83 new mechanics across the country. We continue to do that. We want to get the trucks right. We want to fix them right. And we want to keep perfecting the way that we go about fixing our trucks. I know that's been a struggle for everybody. Everybody's got high frustrations as it relates to that, but we're going to keep fixing it. We're going to keep getting better. But I can't promise you we're always going to have a truck for you to drive, but we will keep doing our best to keep improving for sure.
Awesome. Thank you for answering that. If you have a question for Jeff to answer on the podcast, you can submit those through the newsletter. Jeff, it is time to announce our go-getter of the week.
All right,
here we go. Our go-getter of the week is Mr. Jeff Smith, great first name, right? From Middletown, Ohio. He is a mixer operator there, and they say that this guy never stops. If he's not hauling concrete, he's running the extra loader or he's shoveling and cleaning. He's always doing something for the company, and he's the best at motivating others also. Anything you need to ask for Jeff to do, consider it done. And that sounds like a really excellent team player, in my opinion.
Great job, Jeff.
Great job, Jeff. That's awesome. If you would like to nominate a fellow coworker, you can do so on the newsletter or the SRM 360 app. Everyone, we hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks, guys.